Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Alrighty, welcome back to hour number two of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryant here with you as always. And Chris, it's typically just you and me, but that's going to change in about 10 minutes, no?
Oh, you're absolutely right. I had to think about that. Scotland Williams from Emergency Management over at Escambia County joining us, 520. She will be talking to us about all the preparations being made for deploying first responders tomorrow to Liberty County, along with the county's mobile command unit. They call it THOR, to support response and recovery efforts from Hurricane Helene. So Helene's smashing St. Pete Beach already. We're looking at some rolls now. And Tampa, St. Pete, starting to get hit pretty hard. And as they say, Helene is rapidly intensifying right now, 125 miles an hour as it stands. You know, as we have all of these stories, you know, some can be pretty hard, some can be kind of rough, some could be pretty enlightening. I want to give you something to think about.
All right.
Because I think this is just great. A great tradition continuing across North Escambia County. Area students took part in the annual See You at the Pole event Wednesday morning. Students gathered in the non-denominational event at Northview High School, Burnville Elementary, Molino Park Elementary. See You at the Pole is a national student-initiated, student-organized, and student-led event.
No, yeah.
Good kids.
No, that's awesome for sure. Also, we touched on this last hour. Power crews staging at the Pensacola Fairgrounds ahead of their expected response to Hurricane Helene. You probably saw that this morning. If you were right place, right time, just all of these power line trucks. I mean, just unbelievable. Hundreds of workers with FPL and other electrical contractors ready to respond after the storm makes landfall. And, you know, for many of them, of course, it's not their first rodeo. You know, the workers are familiar with the area that they'll be responding to, which will help in getting power restored as fast as they can. And, of course, Helene is expected to make landfall late tonight in the Big Bend area around Tallahassee.
You know, those first responders are amazing people. They, you know, they have to live in trucks and they have to live in back of 18-wheelers while they're helping recover and rebuild these communities that are smashed by natural disasters and bad hurricanes, things like that. What a segue here. Helene has intensified 125 to a major Category 3 hurricane, continuing on a path into Florida's Big Bend region. Fox Weather's Michael Estime has more on this breaking story.
Not only is Hurricane Helene already bringing with it strong, gusty winds, wind gusts at times over 40 to 50 miles per hour, but those winds, especially through the afternoon and into this evening, could gust over 75 miles per hour. That's hurricane force winds gusts at times. The big concern, though, moving forward really is going to be storm surge. Parts of especially the west coast of Florida, specifically the Tampa Bay region, could see storm surge up to 8 feet. That producing lots of inundation and flooding along coastal areas.
Yeah, National Weather Service pretty active. In fact, keeping a real good eye on the situation locally. They're forecasting marine and coastal impacts from high surf, rip currents, strong winds, high waves. In fact, Navarre Beach Pier will close at 7 tonight. Due to the expected weather conditions, Gulf Islands, they closed Fort Pickens today. The Pensacola Bay Ferries canceled tonight's sunset cruise, and it will return tomorrow. And NAS Pensacola is closed to the public today, reopening Friday morning.
And just about 5:15 here, we'll get our first quick check at the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. First hour, my goodness, the roads could not have looked better. Outside of some minor congestion here and there, that appears to still be the case now. So if you're dealing with any problems, wherever you may be on the roads, they hopefully should not hold you up for long. As for the weather, it's been high 70s here. It's dropped a little bit to 76 degrees. Of course, we've got a coastal flood advisory, high surf warning, wind advisory, the works. As we get into tonight and your Friday, it's a low of 68 tonight, but tomorrow should be, for the most part, a pretty beautiful day. Sunny, clear skies, high of 74, low of 72.
Yeah, and for 5:45 this afternoon, as I mentioned to you just a few minutes ago, Paul Delgado, he's over at Fox 13 in Tampa. He's on the board today, and we're going to kind of sneak in on his broadcast. We'll join Fox 13 in Tampa 5:45 this afternoon.
Also, just wanted to touch on this here nationally. The U.S. and allies are calling for an immediate 21-day ceasefire between Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. This is coming as the two sides have continued to trade fire in recent days, and Israel said it launched a strike on Beirut today, along with another wave of attacks on southern Lebanon. Lebanese officials have said the recent Israeli strikes have killed more than 600 people now and displaced hundreds of thousands. The office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he hasn't responded to the ceasefire proposal and that he has told Israel's military to continue fighting with full force.
Yeah, a lot of busy folks around here, you got to admit that. United States is at risk of a credit downgrade. Let me put my financial hat on with you here just for a second. As the national debt continues to rise, Fox Business's Edward Lawrence has more from the White House.
At some point, the United States will not be able to cover the interest payments on the debt, as well as all the other priorities that the government wants. Now, right now, the Congressional Budget Office estimates that the federal government will finish fiscal year 2024 with a debt to GDP ratio of 99%. Now, some experts say it could reach 100% with the final number. Regardless, that's the largest debt to GDP ratio since the end of World War II. So under the Biden-Harris administration, the national debt grew by $6.5 trillion over the past 3.5 years. In four-year term of former President Trump, he added $7.9 trillion to the federal debt, although the majority of that was COVID spending.
So the numbers are there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just they're pretty apparent. You can't change those numbers, and you got to say he's got a plan.
Yeah, and that's the thing. People were kind of clowning him over this whole, I have concepts of a plan. But, hey, if they're both giving details on plans, that's really all we can ask for right now. Just about 5:17, before we go to break here, just want to say that Biden administration offering up to $20 million for information on an Iranian charged with plotting to kill former U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton. Bolton served under the former President Trump, of course. The State Department alleges that the Iranian behind the plot is a member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard. The potential assassin hired became a confidential informant for the United States, and the reward offer was announced after intelligence officials briefed Trump about another Iranian assassination plot targeting him.
You know, you never want to see Jim Cantore in your community.
That's true.
You just want to, I remember he came to Pensacola Beach one time, and we were encouraging him to leave. You just never want to see him in that location. Tallahassee got the rude awakening today. Cantore is in the capital city covering Helene.
Dang.
As that storm makes its way through the Big Bend. 125 right now, moving at about 12 miles per hour forward speed. It's taking more of the northeasterly turn, a little bit northeasterly, the right curve there, as we were expecting. They did say 2 days ago, and you think about this, 2 days ago, that storm was directly south of Destin.
Yes.
Absolutely south of Destin. And now, luckily, the currents has moved it kind of more to the northeast.
Right.
And we're out of the danger.
5:18, we'll take a quick break here. When we return, we will have Scotland Williams, of course, the meteorologist here, coming back 2 days in a row to let us know what's going on with some of this nonsense. We got all that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Have you ever made a spiritual bucket list? In Proverbs 30, a man named Agur makes his spiritual bucket list. He asks God to grant him two things before he dies, and his prayer is the only prayer listed in the entire book of Proverbs. The first thing Agur asks for is that God would remove from him anything that would hinder his walk with God, such as vanity or lying. Secondly, Agur requests that God would not give him anything that would hinder his relationship with God, such as poverty or even wealth. More than anything, Agur just wants to be pleasing to God. So what's on your spiritual bucket list? Let your list be all about pleasing God.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. That is tomorrow at 9:30 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself, because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app. When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here with you. And Scotland Williams. Ain't that right, Chris?
Absolutely, Scotland. Welcome back to the show. Doggone, this is a return performance, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is.
You're a busy lady. Before we get into the reason I actually invited you to come chat with us today, Category 4, Helene's been upgraded to a Cat 4 storm, 130 miles per hour. Moving pretty darn quick, north-northeasterly at 23 miles per hour. This is kind of the perfect setup because you are a manager with emergency management with Escambia County. Pretty busy. You're how much do you have in the planning stage? I know you've got a lot of folks over the staging areas before they're deployed tomorrow morning to Liberty County. Is this part of your department that's going on?
Absolutely. So I am, in addition to being a meteorologist, an emergency management coordinator within the Emergency Management Division of Public Safety. Lots of words to say yes. So we do have teams, urban search and rescue teams from different states came in to stage early so that they could head out first thing tomorrow morning. And actually, the emergency management team is doing the same along with the sheriff's office here in Escambia County. And some of Santa Rosa County Emergency Management Team is deploying with us as well. We are going over to Liberty County. They are expected to be hit hard. And so we are just going to provide whatever help and assistance we can to our sister county. Because as I said yesterday, and as I'll say again today, Escambia County, thankfully, is dodging the brunt of this. But that is not the case for those east of us. As you mentioned, it's now a major Category 4 hurricane with winds of 130 miles an hour, and it still has hours to go before landfall.
Yeah, we're watching a lot of B-roll from the St. Pete, Sarasota, Fort Myers area right now. They're getting massively smashed today. The surge is really taking effect in that part of the state.
Absolutely. Surge, even for the Big Bend, it started out being lower than it is now, but I mean, life-threatening storm surge, inundation up to 20 feet. Ooh. I don't know if we could even call that survivable. I really hope people are heeding the advice and the mandatory evacuations that have been ordered.
So maybe you can straighten me out here. You guys are doing something very special. You're hosting the Florida Department of Emergency Management over at the EOC. And are you kind of duplicating efforts for mirroring in case somebody goes down?
Absolutely. So Florida Division of Emergency Management came in yesterday into town, and they came into the EOC today, so into our Emergency Operations Center. They are called what they refer to as a flyaway team. So essentially, Florida Division of Emergency Management at the state EOC in Tallahassee is still operational. They are still the main hub for coordination there. Mm-hmm. But because Tallahassee is expected to take a direct hit from Hurricane Helene, Escambia County Emergency Operations Center with a flyaway team from FDEM, they will become the main hub if communications there went down.
I know quarters are kind of tight someday. I was on the Florida EOC for well over 12 years when I was at ECUA, and quarters can get kind of tight, a little bit of tightness in seating and things like that. And when you bring the guys in from Tallahassee, where does everybody go?
So with their flyaway team, I think it is less than 50 people, maybe around 40. Mm-hmm. So our EOC can seat 100 plus. Right. So we have the space for them. They have more than enough room right now. And even if you look on our Escambia County Emergency Management Facebook page, we have posted some photos of them just getting settled in and starting their meetings and such. Because even though the storm hasn't made landfall, the folks here are still working as they would be if they were in the state EOC. You can see pictures on our Facebook of that. We have more than enough room. So, like I said, if communications there go down, this will be the main hub. And will Tallahassee send more people here? I think that is just to be determined as of right now.
And we're speaking to Scotland Williams, emergency manager for Escambia County over at the EOC. I found this to be pretty interesting. I was reading some of the, I was doing some homework on what you guys were up to. But you are hosting also, or I don't know if it's you, or you're welcoming in the urban search and rescue teams from Colorado, because these teams plan to deploy after the storm to start search and rescue operations in the Tallahassee area.
Yes. So those teams came in, and I think there's also an urban search and rescue team maybe from Texas. Mm-hmm. But they have been staged at the Pensacola Bay Center for their sleeping quarters. And as I mentioned, just like us, tomorrow morning we'll head out first thing.
Are you staying local? Do you go on the road, or what is your role?
Yeah, I will be deploying to Liberty County. We're heading out at 5 a.m., so dark and early.
So let me ask you, for people that are not familiar with the state of Florida or the proximity of the panhandle, where is Liberty County?
It is to the east of Leon County, which is where Tallahassee is. So Liberty County is a smaller county. They have a smaller emergency management team. So that's what we won't go in and take over. We are just going in to assist. So whatever they may need in whatever position and capacity they may need, we're also taking our mobile command center, because the smaller counties, I say we are blessed here in Escambia County with our emergency operations center and the size of it, but other counties don't have that. So we are also taking our mobile command center, affectionately known as Thor.
Yeah.
It will be going with us as additional meeting space.
Hey, Scotland, I would love to have you give me some reports when you're down there. Let us know how things are going for our local guys and gals on the scene in Liberty County. Think we could talk you into doing that?
Absolutely. I know, because we know this is a major hurricane and it's going to devastate our neighbors to the east of us.
Right.
Depending on how busy we are and if I can step away and do a call, absolutely.
Okay, we'll try to get you. Scotland Williams, golly, thank you so much for your time today. Emergency Management Manager, EOC, meteorologist. She's got a whole length of things behind her name. But anyway, smart lady. She's taking care of the local community. We're going to try to tap into her when she gets on site in Liberty County. I think Liberty County is probably close to the Live Oak exit or the 75 freeway exit. When you're going the 10 freeway eastbound,
right,
then you get to the 75. For a lot of you folks who make that trip, you probably go to the bathroom at the Busy Bee, which is a great place.
Yeah.
But, oh, the Bee, I know where that's at. Well, that's where I'm talking about. I think that's around the Liberty County area. So we wish them the best. Thank them, for all of those folks, for deploying tomorrow morning for their service. This is something that pulls you out of your norm.
Right.
And you have to make some serious adjustments on the fly. And one thing that I am so confident about, we got a lot of experience, a lot of prepared people representing Escambia County down in the Panhandle.
Absolutely. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Fox News break coming up, followed by Your Money Now. When we return, a former NBA star. Now former, that is. He just retired. We got details on that and more coming up.
I'm John Saucier. President Biden meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in the Oval Office today, who is thankful for American support in his defense against Russia.
We deeply appreciate that Ukraine and America have stood side by side from the very first moments of this terrible Russian invasion.
Vice President Harris, also speaking after the meeting, doesn't want to see Ukraine give up any territory after Senator J.D. Vance suggests they surrender some territory to end the war.
They are not proposals for peace. Instead, they are proposals for surrender, which is dangerous and unacceptable.
Former President Trump speaking at Trump Tower in New York City. He says Americans have given up territory with an open southern border.
The architect of this destruction is Kamala Harris.
Vice President Harris will visit the border in Arizona Friday. Trump says he'll meet with Zelensky tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Robinson with Your Money Now. Promising news that boosted Wall Street today. U.S. unemployment claims continue to drop. The number of Americans filing new applications for unemployment benefits dropped by 4,000 last week to a nearly four-month low. Now for a check on Wall Street, stocks finished higher. The Dow gained 260. The S&P 500 set a new record up 23, and the NASDAQ gained 108. A majority of millionaire investors say they plan to vote for Vice President Kamala Harris in November, even though they do give former President Trump a better grade on the economy, according to a new survey from UBS. 57% of those surveyed with at least $1 million in investable assets chose VP Harris. New today, American Eagle Outfitters is filing a lawsuit against Amazon that alleges the company infringed on its trademark. U.S. crude oil futures for November are under $68 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. card was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Angie. Angie makes it easier than ever to get your home projects done well. Get started at Angie.com. I didn't think the Cowboys were a playoff team before the season started, but they are clearly better than the Giants. The Cowboys play the Giants tonight to kick off week four, and Dallas must blow out Big Blue in this one. And if Dallas can't win this game going away, then the problems with the Cowboys are even greater than what I thought they were a month ago. I'm Zach Gelb.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. I've now practiced law for over 44 years. I'm proud to say that my three sons are my law partners. We have five offices throughout the Panhandle: Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. If you have been injured due to the negligence of another, call us at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. It's Seafood Festival time presented by Fiesta Pensacola. Enjoy the arts and crafts, fantastic music, and of course, the seafood. Friday through Sunday in Seville Square. See PensacolaSeafoodFestival.com. Enjoy our national parks, the Gulf Islands National Seashore, Fort Pickens, and Johnson's Beach with no fee Saturday during National Public Lands Day. Check out VisitPensacola.com for more. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Of course, we talked extensively about Hurricane Helene and what was likely to be happening, and also some things we learned, for example, that the Emergency Operations Center in Tallahassee, the walls are built to withstand a Category 5, but the ceiling, the roof, is only built to withstand a Category 3. The governor said so, which is amazing. We also talked with PPD about how the proposed camping ordinance would be enforced. You can catch all of the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Hopefully, won't be taking up too much of your time. It's been a very smooth sailing evening on the roads so far. We do have some backups developing on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but we typically expect issues there. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, it is 76 degrees with a low of 68 tonight. Of course, we got our wind advisories, coastal flood advisories, high surf warnings, the whole shebang. As we get into tomorrow, it should be a pretty good-looking day. High of 84, low of 72, and mostly clear skies with, sunny and a little bit of a breeze as well. Alrighty, hinted at this before we went to break. We've got a story here. I wouldn't say a bombshell. If you follow basketball at all, you probably knew it was coming, but nonetheless, just kind of upsetting. An NBA player has officially called it a career. Fox's Jared Max reporting with more.
At age 35, Derrick Rose announced his playing days are behind him. The 2008-09 NBA Rookie of the Year, who at age 22 became the youngest to win the Most Valuable Player Award for his 2010-2011 season with the Chicago Bulls, took out full-page ads in newspapers in the six NBA cities where he played to thank local fans. Rose was an all-star in three of his first 4 years with the Bulls, but in the 2012 playoffs suffered a significant knee injury. He missed almost two full seasons, the rest of his career largely hampered by injuries. Rose played eight seasons for the Bulls, as well as time with the Knicks, Pistons, Timberwolves, Cavaliers, and the Grizzlies, who Rose played 24 games with last season in the same city where he attended college. Derrick Rose averaged 17.4 points per game over his career. Jared Max, Fox News.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, I told you before we came back, he's kind of like the NBA's RG3. A lot of potential, young star, dominated football, talking about RG3. And then, of course, he gets hurt early in his NFL career. Derrick Rose won an MVP, got hurt very young, and just never recovered. And when he was playing for the Grizzlies, he was there, I think, for more of a voice of leadership than anything else. And when you're there more for your voice than your skill – that is probably, that shows you're kind of in your twilight years of your career. So, but nonetheless, very long career for Derrick Rose. Congrats to him.
Okay, heads up, in other words, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, SEC, let's just jump in this. I'm going to just give you the rundown here. Kentucky, Ole Miss, Arkansas, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, Auburn, Mississippi State at Texas, Georgia, Alabama, and South Alabama at LSU.
Some of those games bigger than others.
Georgia, Alabama.
Yeah, and then Texas, Mississippi State. Yeah, you know?
Could be some good football tomorrow.
I know. Or, yeah, well, tomorrow, you said?
I mean, you know, I keep thinking it's Friday. I'm sorry. I'm thinking, Saturday.
Yes, especially Saturday. However, we do have some good football Friday as well. We've got Miami. They're number 7 in the country, and they're playing Va Tech. That's a rivalry that goes back to the Big East days. That's a pretty good one. So look out for that. Miami, they get some doubters because they haven't played anyone yet. It's not like Va Tech's great, but it's nonetheless a conference opponent, so we've got some interesting ones there.
You're absolutely right. What about this FSU game against SMU on Saturday? You got a kind of a different prediction, don't you?
Actually, no, I don't. I have one that I would say goes with the consensus, and that's that SMU is going to win by double digits.
Well, what I meant was usually we talk about FSU winning, so that's what I meant. The difference
right.
is you're pulling for SMU, rightly so, because you've done your homework on this game.
Well, yeah. Well, and there's not much homework to do. You look at Florida State, their offense can't do anything. And I understand that their defense is good, but it was good against Cal. Cal isn't exactly known for a great offense. Not only that, SMU just put up, we've been talking about, 66 points against TCU just last week. So their offense, while it may not be unstoppable, it's clearly a higher caliber. I think that's going to be able to score enough points on FSU's defense to win the game, but that's not saying much.
Okay, the game actually kicks off at 7. Pre-game we'll have for you at 5.
Yes.
On News Radio 92.3.
Yes. So
Saturday, not tomorrow.
Yeah, that's on Saturday.
Make sure you have that straight.
Yeah, make sure we got that squared away.
UWF goes to Grand Valley State in Michigan Saturday for a non-conference game. Kickoff 2. It's live on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
And we got a 15-minute pregame on that starting at 1:45 with Will Kennedy, of course.
Okay, one thing we have discussed, and we started discussing this with you a couple of days ago, even before Lean was where it is today. Cat 4, by the way, 130 miles per hour, gusting to 155 this hour. Flights today out of PNS with departures and arrivals targeting Central Florida airports are affected. You're not going to get flights out of those between Pensacola. Now, I will tell you this. Orlando International is going to remain open.
Yes.
Tampa, St. Pete, they close, I know they're closing tonight, or no, they've already closed. The Sarasota Airport's closed, and all the airports around Clearwater, they have already shuttered their operations. Yeah, Tampa International ceased operations early this morning. I was getting this timeline here. St. Pete, Clearwater, also closed. All Central Florida airports will be reopening on Friday. I was looking to the forecast. I was talking to a gentleman we're going to tap into and say, Paul DeGaldo, he's down at Fox 13 in Tampa, and he was telling me, just remember this. He says, after all of this storm, and we're looking at this B-roll here of this torrential storm surge hitting the west coast of Florida. He says, just think about this. Tomorrow at 12 noon, it's going to be sunny and 90 degrees.
That's insane to imagine that it's just going to blow through, because we've seen the footage and it looks miserable. We're seeing the maps here showing that it's going to go right up Florida from the Big Bend and then right, you know, up into Georgia and so on and so forth. I mean, it looks like a brutal storm, and it is, but luckily it's kind of a speedster.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It is moving northeasterly, 23 miles an hour this afternoon, which means that's the good thing. It's going to get in, get out, not having a lot of chance to dump a lot of rain.
Right.
Storm surge, again, you've heard us all talking about, that's what's going to get them. They have to be prepared for that storm. So let's go ahead and go down to Paul Delgado. He's down in Tampa, Fox 13 this afternoon. They just told me the Skyway Bridge. Have you ever seen that Sunshine Skyway Bridge?
Yeah.
Huge thing. Scares me looking at
it. I've seen it today.
They closed it around 12 o'clock today. Paul Delgado on set at Fox 13 in Tampa.
Check it out, 88 degrees. We'll watch cameras through the afternoon hours, and the water levels will continue to rise. If you're wondering when is going to be the time when we'll see the highest surge and the highest water levels, it looks to be, I'd say, 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. pushing a bit towards the 9, 10, 11. The highest surge kind of should coincide with that southwest wind, which will push the water inland. Let's talk about some wind gusts right now. Specifically, Sarasota had a wind gust of 53, St. Pete 54, Tampa 38. The strongest winds, without a doubt, will be confined right along our west coast. However, storm surge, the highest values, 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. There's no doubt about that. Let's talk about some wind gusts. Put in the European model. Again, these are gusts, and a lot of the gusts are going to be tropical storm force inland and approaching hurricane force briefly along the coast. We said that all along. By 4 a.m. tomorrow, there will still be some high water because the winds will still be blowing from the southwest, but the storm will start moving away.
Okay, that's Paul Delgado. Thanks to Fox 13 in Tampa for that audio this afternoon. Coming up next hour, very interesting here. I had a conversation with Greg D. He's the meteorologist down at WFTS in Tampa. It's an ABC affiliate down there. On top of all this craziness, you know how we talk about communities crying wolf all the time and nothing happens and right. People don't believe you or whatever. Guess what's going on in Central Florida this afternoon? There is social media going crazy down there saying the storm is going to move east and move into the Tampa-St. Pete area. So he spent all day today dispelling myths from social media knuckleheads that are just trying to rattle people up if they don't have enough to be worried about this Cat 4 storm in their backyard.
Yeah, no, that's not cool.
So 6:25, Greg D's going to be in with us from WFTS in Tampa.
All righty, 5:46 now, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. And when I say quick, I mean it. Looking at the roads here, during our last update, we just had some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Very happy to report that congestion has cleared out. As for the weather, it's 76 degrees with a low of 68 tonight. As we get into tomorrow, should be a beautiful day, high of 84, low of 72. And keep in mind that we are still currently under coastal flood advisories, wind advisory, and high surf warning. That as well. Keep that stuff in mind.
Are you looking... have you seen any rain yet?
No.
Still waiting that rain, aren't we?
I can wait as long as it wants me to.
All right, listen, the FBI is reportedly investigating ties. Get this, more Chinese problems here. Between a Chinese investor and Silicon Valley. Fox's Sue Guzman has this report.
According to the Financial Times, the FBI is investigating a Chinese Communist Party member's company that provided billions of dollars in venture capital to U.S. tech startups, allegedly with the goal of filtering trade secrets to China. Between 2015 and 2018, the California-based company Hone Capital reportedly invested the Chinese funds in 360 American tech startups, including Boom, a company developing supersonic passenger airlines, and the driverless car manufacturer Cruise. Boom has grown to a multi-billion dollar company with government contracts, including NASA and the U.S. Air Force. The FBI has not commented on the report. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Okay, 5:48, News Radio 92.3. Thanks again to Scotland Williams. She's the emergency manager with EOC in Escambia County. She's also chief meteorologist over there. Smart lady. She's going to be deploying in the morning, she's telling us. 5 a.m., the whole group from Escambia County Emergency Management deploying, Sheriff's Office deploying. They're going to Liberty County. Hopefully, we will hook up with her and give us some live reports once they get established down there. She says they're going to be kind of, we understand. So we'll take any report we can get from you. But there'll be live reports coming to us from Liberty County with our contingency. That's where we're going. The folks from Escambia County in this area are heading down there. If you don't know where Liberty County is, just east of Leon County, which is Tallahassee, probably down close to the 10 freeway, 75 freeway Live Oak Exchange in that area.
Right.
So we'll be checking in with her, hopefully, because, you know, busy. Because what this is all about, first responders activating, heading down to the Big Bend. And as mentioned, they're heading to Liberty County. The first responders taking Thor down there. The teams will be assisting Liberty County and surrounding counties depending on the impact of the hurricane, which we know is going to be massive. Wind speed, forward wind speed, 23 miles an hour. Wind currently 130. Cat 4 storm gusting to 155 this afternoon.
Just about 5:50 here. We'll take a quick break. First, we'll just let you know, bell ringing on Wall Street with stocks higher. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 260 points to 42,175. The S&P 500 rose 23 points to 57,45. And the NASDAQ jumped 108 points to 18,190. 5:50 on the dot here. When we return, we got a story on some port workers striking from Maine to Texas. And it's taking a big toll on the economy.
And you know what's that's who's going to affect that. And we touched on that story a couple of days ago. But you know what's going to really be affected by that strike?
Mm.
Fruit. You're not going to find fruit on the grocery store shelves.
Mm. Well, you'll find a story when we return after the break.
Good for you.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
News Radio 92.3 congratulates the recent winners and finalists in the 2024 Pensacola News Journal Community Choice Awards.
Here is one of the recent winners who can say they are the best of the Bay.
David's Catfish House in Milton is the proud recipient of the Best Catfish from Best of the Bay for 9 years running. David's would like to thank the voters, their loyal customers, and hardworking staff. For delicious Mississippi catfish and delicious southern sides, we'll see you at David's Catfish House, Dogwood Drive in Milton.
Congratulations to all the Best of the Bay winners.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 5:53 here.
Go ahead and bust that news we got from the caller. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to misquote the caller because I couldn't hear her that well, but I believe she said that she did encounter some rainfall heading from Pensacola to Pace.
There you go.
Yeah. So
found the rain.
If you're in that area, you can confirm or deny. But nonetheless, thank you, caller, for letting us know.
Oh, we love it. We love the input.
We appreciate that input. Absolutely.
Absolutely love it.
Yes. All righty. Let's see here. We got about a minute before we dig into our last quick check of the roads and weather. So I'll mention this as we hinted at it before going to break. Workers at ports from Maine to Texas are set to strike in what could be the most disruptive walkout to the U.S. economy in decades. It could stop the flow of fruit, as Chris mentioned, along with household goods, clothing, toys, cars, and just about anything you can imagine. The International Longshoremen's Association says that they'll walk out in a matter of days unless there's a new contract. The White House says it will not invoke its legal powers to intervene. J.P. Morgan says the cost to the country if a strike happens will be roughly $5 billion a day.
All right, 5:53 News Radio 92.3. This is probably a great story for our good friends over at Cat Country. More stars are being added to the roster for the People's Choice Country Music Awards. Fox's Michelle Paulino has more on this trending story. Let's see if that truck still works.
Brad Paisley and Machine Gun Kelly are joining the list of performers for the People's Choice Country Awards. The two stars will join Kane Brown, Keith Urban, Kelsey Ballerini, Lady A, Miranda Lambert, The Warren Treaty, and more. Shania Twain hosts the show with Beyonce's country album Cowboy Carter leading with 12 awards. Zach Bryan follows with a total of 11 nominations, and Kacey Musgraves received 10. Dolly Parton, Post Malone, and Miranda Lambert are also among this year's nominees. The awards air live on NBC and Peacock. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I always enjoy watching those country music awards.
Well, and Machine Gun Kelly? I mean, I don't know if you know who the modern Machine Gun Kelly is.
I know who the original Machine Gun Kelly is.
Yeah, I'm familiar with him.
The Gunner.
But he's a singer, and he used to do like rap stuff, and then he got into pop. What the heck's he doing in country now?
I grew up listening to Machine Gun Kelly on KHJ in Los Angeles.
Oh, that was his radio name.
This is the Gunner. It was great. It was Boss Radio back at KHJ.
Well, I was thinking of like the Gangster or something.
Yeah, no, this is the radio.
Right.
Machine Gun Kelly.
No, well, and that's
him
the
and
thing.
Charlie Tune and Robert W. Morgan, just great guys.
Machine Gun Kelly, if you don't know the current one, if you don't know who he is, he's the one that was with Megan Fox, and they were like really weird with their relationship.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, he's that guy. So.
Okay, good news. What a transition out of that one. Florida's price gouging hotline's been activated. Hooray! I just hate people when they take advantage of people when they're down. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Attorney General Ashley Moody is confirming during Hurricane Helene, state law prohibits excessive increases in the price of essential commodities such as equipment, food, gasoline, hotel rooms, ice, lumber, water. Pretty much anything relatable to a hurricane applies here. Anyone who suspects price gouging can report it to the Florida Attorney General's office by visiting myfloridalegal.com. And unfortunately, boatloads of cases is going to surface from this thing.
Really?
Oh, it happens every time we have a storm. Knuckleheads get out there, try to make a quick buck, you know, at the cost of somebody suffering.
Right. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky visiting the White House today as his country's war against Russia rages on. Zelensky presenting his victory plan in separate meetings with Biden and Harris. The Ukrainian president set to push for more immediate help to fight off Russia's invasion and will ask for long-term security guarantees that may stay in place after changes in American leadership. Zelensky will reportedly make the case that Ukraine can still win the war and doesn't have to give up any territory in the process.
Oh, boy.
That's bold. But I'm all for it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying.
I would say they have big, you know what I'm saying.
Right.
New York City's going through some things here. They're indicting their mayor, just to name a few things. Fed officials unsealing a criminal indictment against Eric Adams. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he won't resign despite a 5-count federal indictment accusing him of crimes including bribery and fraud. Damian Williams is the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York and laid out the case against Adams.
We also allege that the mayor sought and accepted well over $100,000 in luxury travel benefits from some of the same foreign actors who arranged many of the illegal campaign contributions.
He says Adams repeatedly failed to disclose the benefits despite his duty to do so.
He told the public he received no gifts, even though he was secretly being showered with them.
Adams says he has been targeted and is innocent. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
That was a very strange oppressor today, let me tell you. He was surrounded by all of his supporters there.
Right.
Kind of addressing the different charges, and they were, oh, you're okay, you didn't do it. And you know, I'm thinking they got this guy on camera, they got him on tape. I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, I may be crazy, but I'm not stupid, you know. Anyway, so that's what's going on in New York. That blew out of here yesterday, and I couldn't believe it, but that's been going on for quite a while. Anyway, New York mayor in a lot of trouble here today.
Yes, and the first trailer for the second season of the hit HBO series The Last of Us out now. The series, of course, starring Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey, set to return in 2025. The trailer is narrated by new guest star Catherine O'Hara and gives fans their first look at the event set 5 years after the first season.
Who's Catherine O'Hara?
She's
an actress. I know, but yeah, but who is she?
I don't know off the top of my head.
If I gave you one word, you might know.
Okay.
Beetlejuice.
Oh, okay. Didn't see it.
How about Schitt's Creek?
I've heard of it. Didn't see it.
She started that. Oh. She's one. She, how about?
I'd probably recognize.
How
her face.
About the kid that the family left him in home?
Home Alone. Oh, yeah, the mom. Yeah. The mom.
Right there, you
go. Got her. Yeah,
that's Catherine O'Hara.
Okay. Yes.
She's great.
Well, a premiere date for season two has not been announced, but the mom from Home Alone's in it.
There you go. 625 WFTS's meteorologist Greg D will join us with an update on Hurricane Helene.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620 News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.